What's happening, entrepreneurs? You are now glued into the real world of entrepreneurial success on a trip for more productivity and profitability in your business. This is episode number 7 of the Radically Ambitious Podcast. What's going on, podcast listeners? This is Greg Rolette, the product pro, and I'm with the professor, Mr. Brett Berkey. What is going on, my man?
Just kicking it, man. Been off to a good last week and the beginning of this week, but so far so good, so can't complain.
Yeah, man, we're recording this episode a little late, but it's all good. A lot of big things have been happening. Last week, we talked a little bit about how we were getting into the mobile app space, and really in just a week. Well, it's been like a week and like 3 days because our recording schedule's a little off, but in a little over a week, a lot of things have gone down in the app stuff, and we're going to talk a lot about that throughout this episode. Also, on the product front, man, today, the Product Pro System, one of the products I created late last year, was the featured deal of the day on AppSumo, and it's killing it, man. It's a really, really cool process, fun time, and I'm excited about it.
Woo-woo! Nice. I saw it. Yeah, I did as much as I could on the social front. So good stuff.
Yeah, I mean it's really cool. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but the one thing I will say is most of us are used to spending money to get customers, right? So you run Facebook ads or Google AdWords, or even if you're doing a joint venture or something, you're spending money to get a customer. Well, this is really cool because they're paying me to get customers. Which is really cool because we're selling a product. We sold it last year for $995. So it's a premium, much larger expanded course than like your $47 ebooks. But we sold it for $1,000. They're selling it for about $100. Mm-hmm. But and they do all kinds of marketing. They run Facebook ads and all kinds of traffic to it. They got 600,000 people on their list, and we get 30% of the sales. So I'm making about $30 a sale on all the sales that come in, but I get all the customer data, and I got them into a follow-up sequence. I got my sales team on it, and we're going to call these people and try and, you know, upsell them into the other things that we do in our business. So instead of us going out and buying leads, we just got paid about $30 a lead to grow our business, and I'll do that any day of the week.
Yeah, it's a little backwards of a system, but I think you're getting the better end of the stick right there. You've already got the product done. It's already completed, and that's leverage right there. 600,000 people is a pretty big list. I'm on it, you know. So I saw today.
I mean, just to even get in front of those 600,000 people. I mean, on top of the sales we made, I put at least 100 people on our mailing list today that would not have ever jumped on our mailing list. I'm answering some questions about the product. It's been really cool. I got nothing to complain about. And I will say that we're about to launch a new product in March called Info Product Pro. And I'm going to spill the beans for our listeners today is that one of the affiliate prizes for sales is that you're going to come to Orlando, come to the Product Pro Studio, and we're going to record a product together that I am going to get into the AppSumo marketplace. So it's going to be a joint product that we put in there together. So if you want to be an affiliate and sell some of our products, that's going to be one of the prizes. And I can tell you that that's a prize that it really has no price value on it.
That's pretty slick.
Yeah, man.
I like that. That's pretty slick. Yeah,
stepping the game up, stepping the value up, something that we've been talking a lot about in the last few weeks.
No, that's true. No, I like that, man.
So let's move on and let's help everybody else who's listening to this call. And let's jump into the first section where it's all about the cool tips, tricks, and apps to live a more ambitious lifestyle.
It's fun.
All right. Like I said earlier, we have been transitioning Radically Ambitious really quickly into a mobile apps company. And this is really where Brett and I see the future is in iTunes optimization, App Store optimization, Amazon optimization, Android optimization, and creating great things that people just love. They're quick, they're portable, they're mobile. And today's cool app trick or tip, Brett, is something that you found. And it's not just something that you found and you're like, this is a cool trip and tool, but we actually are using it now in Radically Ambitious. So why don't you spill the beans on what you got going on?
Okay, yeah. So I've been head deep and, you know, just getting on every single site, you know, since I got the app and everything. And I found this one gem. I was like, oh, dude, this place is awesome. It's called appdesignvault.com. Basically, it's run by this guy named Tope. I guess it's T-O-P-E. So, I mean, we've been talking back and forth, and I'm like, hey, you should do this, and blah, blah, blah. And so it's really cool, though. You can go to the gallery. They have all these different layouts, and they're slick. They're not like, you know, corny-looking, stupid layouts. I mean, they're nice-looking, you know, quality-looking templates that you can use. They have, like, little testing platforms when you download them, and they're decently priced. They're, like, you know, $50 to $70. So I bought one for $70, which was Pod Radio, and that's the one we're actually doing an app with currently. And it's I gotta tell you, it makes it look just, I don't know, 20 times better. I mean, with the design, the layout, just the color schemes, and just little things like stitching. It has like a leather layout, and it has like a little stitching that you know, things you would look at on like a leather wallet. It just looks good. So when someone opens the app, downloads it, opens it, it's like, oh, these guys are quality. It's not like, you know, something that, ah, these guys don't know what the hell they're doing. So, you know, I have nothing but good things to say about this place. And and they only got like, I don't know how many they have. Not many, like, you know, probably 8 different templates. But I see this being, I think he's on to something here for sure. He's got my vote for sure. You know, I'm using them. I'm going to use every single one and figure out how I can use them. So it's good stuff.
That's really cool. So the resource again is appdesignvault.com. And so what happens? You go, I mean, it's just like fishing for like a WordPress theme or something, but you're fishing for an iPhone application theme, right? Now, yeah. When you buy it, I know this because I've been working with you the last few days, but so once you buy this theme, what happens? It's like a zip file of all the different pages that come into it. Do they give you like splash screens and menus and all kinds of, what's the extent of what's included in the template?
Oh, they give you a bunch of stuff that a lot of people probably – I didn't even know that I would get, which was a lot of things like they give you like a sample project that you can actually use that has like all the code and stuff. You can load in Xcode, which is like, oh, wow, I didn't even consider that part. So if you actually want to take it and build the app, this is more than just the theme. This is – you know, I just downloaded it for the PSD, and then I was going to let, you know, our designer go ahead and do the rest. But – they have the code part where you can actually put it in Xcode and actually slice it up and do all the cool things, and boom, voila, you have it, and now you have your own app. So it's a little bit more than just like the PSD. That's what I thought I was getting when I first got into it. So I was pleasantly surprised. I know we only usually do one awesome site per week, but I want to just throw in one little small one that could it's kind of like the if that's the cake, here's the icing. It's called Patterns, and it's just PTTRNS.com. And it's basically between these two things, use the app design vault for the templates, and then I come over to this one. This is kind of like your Creatica dribble type inspiration thing, because it's all just, you know, different layouts that people are using now in their apps and how they're making them look cool. And it kind of gives you, you know, gives me inspiration. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm going to do that. Like the way that Facebook just changed like their layout, instead of having like the 4 things at the bottom where you only have a couple options. You know, we talked about that, where now you can have like 90 things and expand it out as long as you want to, because that new style that they had. But icing on the cake, but it's patterns.com. It's pretty awesome.
I like that. I like that a lot. So this week's resources, again, in case you didn't get it, I want you to go check it out. If you're at all interested in mobile design or app development, appdesignvault.com is where you can find some themes and templates. And then also patterns.com, PTTRNS.com. Go check it out. Give us your feedback. Let us know if you use these resources. And Brett, what I want to do now is I want to show people some really cool stuff in the marketing end of this app stuff. So let's head right into this week's ambitious action plan.
You're gonna love this.
All right, Brett, so this week's action plan is a little different. The last few weeks, I've been really setting people up with some mindset things, some goal setting, the things that they need to do in their business to start getting success. And this week, we're going to be talking about a concept that I call leveraging OPA, which is leveraging other people's audience. It's something that, you know, I've been able to speak all around the country on. I wrote a chapter in one of my books on it, and it's something that you and I both use to grow our brands, to use in marketing, to get more traffic. And this week, I'm actually going to be asking you some questions on how you leveraged other people's audience to get a ton of press and downloads for an app that an iPhone app that you've been a part of. And so what I want to do is, first I want to start off by talking a little bit about the app itself, All right, so can you give us a Cliff Notes story about what the app is that you're a part of, that you helped to create, and kind of who's it for, what's the target market, all that good stuff?
Sure. It all started over a barbecue, you know, drinking some beers, and this guy, you know, a friend of mine's like, you know, I wish there was an app that, like, could get my daughter to sleep at night that, like, scanned the room for monsters so that she didn't, you know, she wasn't scared of monsters anymore. And I was like, cha-ching idea, you know, light bulb, Eureka type thing. And so basically what it is it's a boogeyman radar, and that's what it's called, boogeyman radar. And so it scans the room for the boogeyman, uses the actual built-in camera, and you just hold it up, and it goes, hey, you want to scan the room? And its target age is anyone from, like, I'm guessing 4 to 8. You know, if they're older than 8 and they're still scared of the boogeyman, I don't know. I don't really know. I'm guessing that's where we actually tested it on a bunch of kids. Like, we had our friends, they have younger kids that are in that age range, and had them come in and kind of give their ideas a little bit of, you know, what would help it. I mean, we really did some research on it. But it's gone through a couple different development stages where I wanted to actually get it perfect before, you know, because it's like, you know, it's like the, you know, M&M, you only get one shot and this is it. You know, if people give you bad ratings, you're screwed, done, end of show. So I made sure that this one came out strong, that everything was perfect to, you know, how it needed to be, and we've only gotten so far to 5-star ratings, which is kind of cool. And so that's pretty much what it is. It's scan the room for the monsters, have your kids go to sleep so you can get back to sitting and spending time with your spouse or whatever you were doing before.
I love that. I love that, man. And obviously that's a huge market, is, you know, like kids under 5 or under 7, whatever the age group is, that might be scared of a monster. I mean, that's just huge. You can target parents. You can target, you know, grandparents. You can target really babysitters, all kinds of people who might have to deal with that situation. So great app. I love the concept. But at the end of the day, the concept alone doesn't drive traffic. So what we want to do, and what you wanted to do, is you wanted to get more people downloading it. You wanted more 5-star review in iTunes, because once you get those 5-star reviews, it helps other people to make a decision if they want to purchase it or download it. So let's start by talking about some of the key places that people with an iPhone app can start to look at to promote the app and get the word out about the app.
Sure. Well, there's a couple, you know, top ones that you can find, and a lot of people do it, you know, the old-fashioned way of finding OPA strategies of using, like, things like Alexa and, you know, Twitter accounts and Twitter feeds, and I kind of look at all those different ways. But I just compiled this giant list and, you know, kind of sorted them by, you know, the most influential, and a lot of times you can tell by the amount of people that are commenting on the blog or the blogs and how interactive they are. You know, look at their Quantcast numbers. Is that the right type of audience you're trying to target? You know, I wanted, you know, so specific in terms of, I didn't want just app reviews. I wanted specific to moms, you know, in, like, you know, those type apps for kids. There's a whole sub niche out there I didn't even know that's all just, you know, all about apps for kids, like iPhoneMom.com and, like, all appsforkids.com and then appsnumber4kids.com. And, like, there's like at least 20 of them. And there's all the kinds of people that do podcasts about reviewing Crazy Mike's app reviews. He's been doing it for a long time. And then there's all these guys that have YouTube videos. So, I mean, there's really all kinds of things. And then, you know, even offline, you're looking at the magazines that, you know, people have these different, you know, those little, like, resources you'll see at Barnes & Nobles that have, like, you know, they usually cost, like, $15 and they're from the UK or something like that. But it has, like, every single app for every single situation, you know, great bathroom reads. So, you know, I pretty much exhausted the entire list, and I got hundreds and hundreds of places to search out. But granted, now it's one thing that these people get hit up like crazy. You know, everyone's got an app, or not everyone's got an app, but a lot more people have apps, and so they're you got to approach them the right way, and that's the part where OPA really comes into play.
I love it. I love it. I love some of the research that you did. I love the list that you put together. And really, that's the first step, right? So people looking to promote, it doesn't have to be an app. It could be any product or service. The first thing you need to do is you need to figure out who are the people online that are talking about this stuff to your target audience. So in Brett's case, he was looking for people that reviewed apps, that were likely to be downloaded by parents who have kids. Right, because going out and getting it reviewed on a site who reviews, like, Call of Duty Modern Warfare isn't going to be the same quality as someone who reviews sites for parents looking for games that are appropriate for their children. So it all starts in the research process, going out. And I love how you didn't just look at bloggers. You looked for YouTube reviewers, people who had podcasts. You looked for bloggers. You looked for Twitter people that, that did reviews there. So really span the gamut, because there's people talking to this demographic or your target audience in all different places. So that's really the first part of leveraging OPA, is doing the research. So Brett, after you've done this research, all right, how did you... And again, you brought it up. There's a lot of competition, right? So there's a ton of people that want to get reviewed by these app sites. So how did you go about contacting them after you've created that list?
First, you want to get all your promo codes for the month, and then start placing them in I have nerd tools, but other people can do it different ways. But I sort by tools that I can determine who has the most traffic, what their PR is, and whatever, everything like that. And I took all the sites, threw them into this thing. It's actually called, you remember, it's called Scrapebox. But it'll show you how everything ranks in terms of PRs and all this. And I determine from that who has the most clout. And then you're only allowed 50 promo codes a month. So those are my first guys I'm going after. So, but I have to set up a spreadsheet that makes me damn organized. So, it's about, what's their name? What's their contact? What email are they using? So if they reply back to you and tell you no, write down that email address, because it might not be the one that you send it out to in a web form. So, just having that information, what email did they use? What code did you assign to them? Because if you assigned a code and they didn't want to review it, recycle that code. Did you send it? Is it a paid placement? What's the URL that you submit your stuff to? All that stuff. I got all kinds of things like that in a spreadsheet, and then I would just go down the list after that.
I really like that process and sorting that, and that's something good to note also. So again, we're focusing on iPhone apps here, and Brett mentioned that the iTunes only gives you 50 promotional codes per month. But if you have any kind of product or service, think about how you can give your product away strategically, so you're not just giving away thousands of promo codes, because then you're devaluing your product. So really limit that. So that's really, really cool. Now, Brett, so you made this list. You got the top people that you want to reach out to. What did you say to them when you reached out to them? And how did you reach out to them? Did you hit them up on Twitter, Facebook, email, Skype? What was kind of that process like?
Every site that I went to, I put into a private list that's all the app reviewers. Every person, every app developer, every app reviewer. It's a big list now. And I would just put them in there, put them into Hootsuite. And then anytime I'm stuck somewhere sitting there, those times are in Publix behind the person with 90 coupons, pull out the Hootsuite, jump in there and just start seeing what they're saying, retweet, follow the hashtags, find out what they are, and start getting in the, start playing their game, getting on their radar, and then reaching out to them. And then giving them information that's very specific, not, hey, I got an app, I'd like you to review it, blah, 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 hey, this is how it's beneficial to your here's how it's beneficial to your market. Here's a promo code for you. Here's a video to see the app in action if you don't want to use the promo code and just want to see how it works. Here's who to reply to. And that's pretty much it. I keep it short and sweet because these people don't have time for this, like a soft pitch of, hey, will you please review my app? I think, it'd be good for your, whatever. And try to be sobby about it. Be straight to the point. Tell them what they've got. Give them review already, like the information that they need. Give them an affiliate link if they need to. Here's where you get the affiliate link. Here's a link to it on iTunes. Everything that they will actually ever need. Don't make them work for you. And then let it run. And then because of that, I've got it on some really good sites.
Awesome. Now, what was the response like from those initial contacts? Did you get a lot of yeses? Were there a lot of nos? Was there a lot of just no response? What was? Give us a feel on how that went.
Some of them were no response. I mean, a good portion were no response. But I mean, I went for the, I went for the gold. I was, hitting, Gizmodos and Mac Rumors and stuff like that, and Apple Insider, and so there's a couple Mac World, and you got at least, you never know, because of that, I actually got on the unofficial Apple web blog, TUAW.com, which has been around since like 90s, 97 or something like that, because why not, right? I got all my ducks in a row. The app's good, has only good ratings. Here's everything you need. Everything's in a nice little, all you have to do is just write a couple words and submit it out and you're done. So, and then the responses besides that were just, hey, we review free apps. Hey, ours is, focused to gamers. Really specific type information. And then after that, from their feedback, I further segmented people into different little groups of, okay, well, these are for gamers, this is for this, and blah, 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 blah. Actually, you know what, Greg? Because of all this work that I've done, if anybody on that's listening to this podcast wants to get all these spreadsheets, we need to have like a form, you know, on this actual blog post that if they want all this information, they can just put their name and email and get this. Because, I mean, it's if they're going to be doing apps, this is a little gold nugget for them and all that, you know what I mean?
Cool, man. I'll make that happen. So now you're getting some responses. You're further segmenting your list. And one of the major sites that picked this up, and this is the one we're going to drill into for the rest of this action plan, is a site, and I don't know how to say it, but it's tuau.com. T-U.
That's how I said. T-U-A-W.
T-U-A-W.com. And they actually reviewed it and the post was called Daily iPhone App Boogeyman Radar. So that's the site that actually picked it up. So tell us a little bit about the site, about the review, kind of what they said about it. How long did the process take from the time you emailed them till it went up? And then we'll get into some of the specifics on stats and things like that.
Well, why it sounds such a funny name is the unofficial Apple web blog is what it's called. And you know it's an old site because, like I said, the unofficial Apple web blog. So, you know, that's old. But it was pretty simple, actually. You know, we gave her the information that we needed. She responded, and she was like, oh, my gosh, this is so cute. And, you know, this is awesome. I want to review it. And this is the date that's going to go out. And she gave us a pre-date of when it was going to come. And we just kind of sat there and waited for it. And, of course, I have Google Alerts and all this stuff. So just waited till it came out on that. And as soon as she did, we hit the horns and everything else, you know, hitting Facebook, hitting every little place we could reach out and say, hey, retweet this, get this out there. And then I just sat there on the comments and waited to see what people said. You know, one or two guys, I was like, okay, guy, you know, he probably doesn't have any kids. So, you know, it's like, that doesn't matter. So, you know, but besides that, the reviews were pretty good. And, you know, I monitored for a little bit and it went well. And so we're going to, you know, do more of those now that we actually have something like, you know, been reviewed on, as seen on type stuff, you know?
I love it. And I'm on Alexa right now as you're talking and looking at the stats. I mean, this is a pretty big site. I mean, this is in the U.S. alone, it's in the top 2,500, which is really, really cool. It's got a lot of traffic. There's a lot of search analytics and all kinds of stuff. So it's a pretty big site. So it's a pretty big win for you. So what happened when it went live? Give us some of the behind the scenes. How many downloads did you see from it, you know, within a time period? What can you share with us?
Let me pull up the handy dandy tool here called AppViz. You got to check this thing out. This is awesome. That day we got over 149 downloads, which, you know, I thought it would have been a lot more. I was, you know, expecting thousands, but I guess, you know, maybe just some people wasn't the right target market. But, you know, that was pretty good for a day. You know, that was probably best day so far. So that's really what came in from that. We got a couple reviews out of it, and so.
And let's make something clear. The Boogeyman app is actually a paid app.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, I mean, I can see if it was a free app getting the viral stuff. So I just want to break this down and kind of wrap everything up is that you spent time and you did research. You found a list of all the cool bloggers, YouTubers, podcasters, people that are influential in app reviews. You sent out a bunch of welcome emails. You gave them all the stuff that they need. This one site, which is Tuau, the unofficial Apple weblog, wrote about it. And essentially, you just gave them some screenshots, some basic information, some links. They wrote about it. You got 150 downloads at 99 cents a download. From the App Store, what is it, a 70-30 split?
Yeah, well, and the thing is, too, but if you get anything, it gets really hairy when you start getting out of the country. Like, I mean, we got people downloading it all over the world, so that it doesn't really, that's money we got.
You know, I'm just trying to give everybody just a quick overview of the generals, but I mean, yeah. I see that as really cool. So you sent out an email that got you 150 downloads of your app. I mean, even if, give or take, you made $100 off of sending some emails out. And I think that that's really cool. And that's how powerful that leveraging other people's audiences can be when you do it right. And dude, you just killed it. And I appreciate you sharing all this stuff with us.
Yeah, we got one more coming up here real soon. But we've got to take the – like we're about to do the – for people that do apps, this is – we're about to get the buzz going with the drop it to the free. I'm going to drop it like it's hot and drop it to the free. And then let the buzz take over and throw it. There's a couple of them, the guys that will review it, that do the free ones. They're, you know, they only review free apps. And those guys have huge lists because everyone likes free stuff. So as soon as that happens, I would like to have another – we'll talk about that. And I think it's going to blow up bigger. But that's a different story for a different day. But anyhow –
I love it. So that's the leveraging OPA process, especially if you're doing iPhone apps. Make sure I'm going to throw that opt-in box right on this post so you can get this cool spreadsheet that Brett's put together. Take advantage of these resources, but take advantage of exactly what Brett just shared with you how to do in leveraging other people's audiences. We're going to talk about it a whole lot more in future episodes, but that's really how we break it down. So with that said, you guys got a lot of work to do, and I want to leave you with this week's inspirational hip-hop quote of the week. All right, this week's inspirational hip-hop quote of the week comes from my man Pharrell Williams on a Jay-Z song from the Blueprint 3 called So Ambitious, when he says, "The motivation for me was them telling me what I could not be. Oh, well." And that's just really some motivational stuff for you guys this week, because a lot of people are telling us that we shouldn't get in the app game. A lot of people say that you shouldn't be in the internet marketing game. A lot of people are going to say that you're crazy for starting a blog. People are telling you you're crazy for starting a podcast, or, you know, quitting your job and traveling the world. Whatever it is they're telling you that you can't do, you know, it should just be motivation that fuels you to do what you want to do, you know? I mean, I can't tell you how many of my friends and family think that I'm crazy for what I do up until this point. And now I'm just like, man, I have the greatest time every single day because, you know, I didn't listen to them. I did what was right for me. And you can do what's right for you.
Yeah, just like that picture yesterday. Eat it.
Good stuff, man. Well, if you enjoyed this episode of the Radically Ambitious Podcast, make sure you head on over to iTunes and leave us a nice review to help other entrepreneurs live the new rich lifestyle and create a more ambitious business. Brett, man, it was a good episode.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next week.